This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, Roger, I'm not sure Team Trump really thought this thing through about Epstein.
Oh, yeah?
There's too many loose ends.
Hmm.
Let me give an example of what I'm talking about. I mean, here's just one of them. This is investigative journalist Michael Schellenberger on Fox News last night.
Okay. Dan Bongino then said that it was his opinion that a foreign intelligence agency was behind what is not just a pedophilia ring, but really a sex blackmail operation, or what is known in the intelligence community as a honeypot. He said that a couple of years ago, but that's not even a fringe view. People sort of suggest that this is sort of a conspiracy theory. I think it's important to remember there are left-wing journalists, right-wing journalists, and mainstream news reporters, including Miami Herald, who have all come to the same conclusion that this was a sex blackmail operation aimed at entrapping powerful political people, Bill Gates, maybe the most famous, but also politicians, on camera with underaged young women. And that's what appears to be the cameras in all the other rooms. So when Attorney General Bonney talks about tens of thousands of hours of video, I think it's understandable that the perception people had was that it was the videos of the blackmailing, not just of downloaded pornography.
Whoa. As Deep Throat advised, follow the money.
Right. And what he's referring to, he's talking about Miami. The reporting on Epstein started back in Miami. I've got a whole stack of it right now. So now I'm talking about going back to the early 2000s, Miami Herald Journal and other Florida big journalism publications were reporting this as a blackmail operation and that the Johns were famous and that the names of the Johns were being kept at that point, under oath, under lock and key by both the Attorney General of Florida, not Pam Bondi, was a different Attorney General, but also the federal prosecutor, and covered up for us. We couldn't see it. I mean, this goes very, very, very far back. But I want to play another clip, okay?
Yeah.
Because this is jaw-dropping. This is not Pam Bondi, our Attorney General. This is Alina Haba, the president, Trump's personal attorney, and also at the time she said this, White House counsel for Trump. This is almost 4 months ago. Listen carefully to what she says she has seen.
Epstein's case, it is incredibly disturbing. We have flight logs, we have information, names, that will come out.
Is it going to be shocking?
I don't see how it's not shocking that there were so many individuals that were hidden and kept secret and not been held accountable. Let's talk about the reverse. I believe in accountability. So you have to now go through your process. Now, I won't say they're guilty until they go through their time in court. But again, now it's time for accountability. We have seen for so many years, Pierce, in this country, many investigations, subpoenas, testimonies in Congress, et cetera, et cetera. But there's a general frustration with accountability.
That's super duper specific, isn't it?
It really is. And to paraphrase the usual assessment, in this instance, the plot sickens.
It does. Then you've got, and this to me is very interesting, okay, because I've been following this for a while. You've got the gateway pundit, Jim Hoft, who's a great investigative reporter. And, I mean, his headline, wait, what? Question mark. Yeah. If there was no Epstein client list, then why did New York court refuse the gateway pundit's legal request for the list based on an anonymous John Doe who was on the list?
You can't have the non-existent list.
So what happened was they sued Gateway Pundit lawyers, Mark Randazza and Jay Woman of the Randazza Legal Group, sued on behalf of Gateway Pundit. This is a FOIA case to intervene in Guffrey versus Maxwell, Ghislaine Maxwell, in the U.S. District Court of New York, right? And what do they want? They wanted the names, not a list per se, but the names of the pimps, the does.
Sure.
Right? Because Ghislaine Maxwell did go to prison for sex trafficking minors.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then James Comey's little girl, who is unfortunately a federal prosecutor, gets involved.
That's right.
As does another lawyer for an anonymous John Doe. Literally, the lawyer called him John, as in John's.
Yes.
Because he was a John, right? So he's a pedophile.
Got it.
John Doe.
Yeah.
Files an objection in court to the Gateway Pundit getting unsealed sex client lists in the court. The court agreed they existed and sided with James Comey's little girl and the John Doe. Sided with the John Doe over the interests of the press and the public.
Mm.
And the Gateway Pundit, at that time, they were the first to sue for it. So the court thought it existed and even ruled it should remain sealed. And now we're told by Team Trump it doesn't exist.
There's no list, yes.
That's nothing. What list?
Yeah, the real drama in a lot of court cases is the so-called discovery process. Because without some successful outcome, you ain't got a case.
No.
No how, nowhere.
Mm-mm. Well, speaking of not having a case and not having stuff, now and then there's all this other stuff, okay?
Yeah.
Let's go back through time. This is the 7th of December, 2021.
Okay.
Headline, UK Telegraph. Evidence from Jeffrey Epstein's safe went missing after FBI raid, court hears in Ghislaine Maxwell trial. How convenient is that? An FBI special agent testified to a New York court in the Ghislaine Maxwell sex trafficking trial Monday that evidence went missing from Jeffrey Epstein's New York townhome. What happened was the FBI busted on in there after they arrested him, right?
Yeah.
And they sacked the place.
Yeah.
They went through all of his properties. But
it's called absconding.
Yes. Well, so inside of there's this big safe, and so they cracked a safe, and they pull out computer hard drives, passports, loose diamonds, large amounts of U.S. currency.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. CDs.
Yeah.
Computer hard drives, all that stuff, right?
Sure.
They take photographs of the items, prove they're there, but they don't have a warrant. So they have to get one from the court. They have to have a warrant to remove from the property.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They get a warrant overnight, come back the next day, and wouldn't you know it?
It's missing.
It's missing. Roger, you're so good.
It's an open and shut case, mostly shut.
Right. So this FBI agent who testifies under oath, which means nothing, by the way, for the FBI, just another day of lying. So she testifies in the Ghislaine Maxwell trial. Well, I called up Epstein's attorney and said, like, where are the computer hard drives? Where is all this stuff?
Reasonable question.
Right. And he goes, oh, those computer hard drives. Those CDs. Yeah, no, sure, I'll bring them to you. Fine. And he shows up with two full bags.
Okay.
More stuff. Than is in the safe. You know the biblical story of the loaves and
that's
the fishes?
Right. Yes.
How the fish just multiplies.
It's a mackerel. Yes.
It's amazing. And is it kind of like that? So, yeah, he shows up with it. And she notes, we have no idea if they're the same computer hard drives and CDs, and there seem to be more of them, oddly.
Chain of custody? What chain of custody?
Yeah. So look, there's a part of me, I've never seen this before. Everybody on in MAGA world, I call it MAGA world, with all these Trump supporters online. There's I can't find a single person who supports Team Trump on this. I can't find one. It's crazy, right?
No.
Okay.
Well.
But there's a part of me that goes, wait a minute. These deep state folks, they're evil but not stupid. They wouldn't let Trump have the master list of the Johns. Well, we'll just let it fall into Trump's hands. Said nobody ever. You know?
Right. Of course not.
So the idea that Trump has this but is hiding it, I'm struggling with that too.
Yeah.
But then there's the other side of it. Why, then Team Trump should just come out and go, hey, listen, they deleted it. Are they erased it all. They're scoundrels. And we'd get that, right? We'd rage over it for a few days. We knew they'd delete the evidence of the Johns. And then we'd be done with it. But they're covering for them, Roger.
It's exactly what it sounds like. I mean, it's what everybody's had to say so far adds up to that.
Did you hear about the video?
Oh, yes, I did. I did.
You know the video that Bondi and Patel and
sorted stuff. Yeah.
Gaslit us with? See, here's the video. Look, it's all the hours beforehand. Yeah. See, look at it. And,
and there's nothing.
This proves that he, killed himself. No one went in his cell. Yeah. You know what they forgot to kind of mention, though? And this was super duper dumb because the Office of the Inspector General had already put it out there in a report.
Mm-hmm.
That video camera, it's focused on two doors, if you've seen it online.
Exactly.
Neither one of those is Epstein's cell.
Right, yeah.
Let that sink in.
Wrong house.
Right. Yes! Yes, that's exactly. So where is Epstein's cell? Hell, too. Yes, I suppose. Where is Epstein's cell? Well, that's from another angle.
Okay.
So, in other words, somebody could have, broken in there, fought with him for 2 hours, come out with two black eyes. You'd never know, because it would be on the other, the other video angle. Well, where's that video? Don't know. It wasn't working. So they totally gaslit us. See, here's the proof. Case closed. He didn't kill himself. He didn't get murdered. He killed himself. Case closed. Nobody went in there. Well, that's not what that video shows. You lied to us. Which is why resign was trending yesterday.
Yeah, sure.
For Bondi.
Right.
But all that got more complicated when Trump defended Bondi and Kash Patel and then resign stopped trending.
Well, three words, to be continued.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, five, to be continued ad nauseum.
Right, because this is never going to end. We're going to be talking about this for 40 years.
You're right.
Yeah. But, it'll keep unsolved mysteries busy, so they always need new material.
Okay. Wow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get a load of this. I'm so addicted to this app that we have, and it shows the top 10, top 20 news stories at any moment in the country. You can tell Fox News uses it because the second one jumps up to 10, boom, it'll just give 10 minutes later, it'll be on their news. They can tell by hits and clicks, right? So this lets me monitor relative levels of propaganda, but also whether we're breaking through, and we're breaking through in a way I've never even seen before. I mean, it gets better every week. I'd say 2/3 of those are ours. Never seen that before. That's X right there. You could thank Elon Musk. No, look, I know the guy has hit like level 4 Trump derangement syndrome. He goes any further, he'll be like at Rosie O'Donnell and want to move to Ireland, except he can't go there because Europe's trying to arrest him. So, I mean, for letting free speech happen here in America. So I don't know. But number one right now is this BS. Climate change made European heat wave up to 4 degrees Celsius hotter. Study. That is absolutely fake. I'm going to debunk it in a second. And number three, the U.S. faces more frequent extreme weather events, but attitudes and actions are not keeping up. Oh my gosh, climate change. Okay. What? They refuse to tell you. Both of these are AP articles. The AP has yet to report that we now have, and have since 2023, New York Post has reported, if you want to read it, record levels of ice sheet gain at the North and the South Pole, so it's not a fluke. And it's gaining at the fastest rate ever. Why? We're in a mini ice age because solar activity's changed. As Tony Dale has come on the show, he's a former meteorologist, explained many times, we've been tracking the cooling of the world. And there's only so long that the mainstream media can hide this. But I want to take this one apart because it's been trending on and off since yesterday. It's a big lie. U.S. faces more frequent extreme weather events. It's one of these wire stories. So all these supposed news sites are picking it up, and it's a total crock by some guy named Seth Borenstein, who is a fiction writer. And it's unfortunately Associated Press articles. One again, the Associated Press has yet, they are blacking out the two peer-reviewed studies using NASA data that show that the ice sheets are rapidly thickening. He writes, this month's horrific flash floods with unfathomable amounts of rain fell in only hours. More than 100 people died. It's very tragic. That's true. Before 2021, typical temperature for the Pacific Northwest and Western Canada seemed unlikely to get a killer heat wave, but they did. Tropical Hawaii, blah, blah. He goes on and on and on. He says, climate change is making extreme weather events more frequent and intense, according to climate scientists and government data. Except that NASA data, right? The NASA data that you're ignoring about the thickening ice sheets there, because that ruined a really good, talking point. Anyway, the headline is, U.S. faces more frequent extreme weather events, but attitudes and actions aren't keeping up. And he goes on and on about how the flood in Texas is a part of that. Yeah. So that's like what you're saying then is that hasn't really happened before, right? Like, didn't even happen in, say, 1987 when a church camp on the banks of the Guadalupe flooded and children were swept away? Well, it has. That's the problem. Events aren't getting more extreme. Journalists are just refusing to check their own newspaper archives. So we did it for them.
On Friday morning, July 17th, 1987, the small town of Comfort, Texas, became the scene of a heroic rescue and tragic loss. Much of the footage you will see was taped on that day by the banks of the Guadalupe River.
It was the day they were supposed to go home. The more than 300 children at the church camp were awakened early. The river was flooding. If they didn't leave soon, their buses might not be able to leave at all.
And they come in there rushing us up and everything. Tell us get up, get packed and all this stuff. And everybody was asking why. They said we got to get out of here because the river was flowing over.
And we started going around the corner. We would go down the hill, then water started coming in the bus and stuff. We tried to back up, but then the bus got stuck, so they made all of us get out of the bus.
And that's whenever the first wave hit us and started scattering people to different trees.
Kids clinging onto the trees like ants, surrounded by rushing water. Chris Ray was the first to be rescued.
It tragically shows a 14-year-old girl exhausted in the water, and she's reaching for the rope, and she can't hang on. She's washed away, and she died. Very, very sad, very scary. And how did that happen? Massive, drastic 20-plus foot rise in water in less than an hour. Wait a minute. We've heard that story before. Yeah, this is 1987. In that case, they tried to leave in a bus, but the flood came so fast down the Guadalupe, again, flooding out a church camp on the banks of a Guadalupe River. You know what? Here's the lesson. Don't build a church camp on the banks of a Guadalupe River. You think people would learn, but they didn't. This is, by the way, in the county next to Kerr County, so it's right down the road. Anyway, they all grabbed hands and formed a chain and tried to exit the bus to get to higher land, and the water just busted through and washed away over 30 people, 10 children dead. So this whole idea that we're having extreme weather events, and this is now the number one trending story in the country, the AP's lying their rear ends off because of climate change. No, Guadalupe is flood prone. By the way, did you see the cover of the New York Post? Their county council there actually, because they knew it was flood prone, especially flash flood prone, and they knew it was particularly a problem in the middle of the night because water's quiet. It's very silent, right? It'll creep up on you. They considered $1 million for a warning system. So as the water rose, it would trigger the alarm. But they decided it was too expensive. Somehow, that was Donald Trump's fault somehow, or some way. But also not Joe Biden's fault, just so we're clear. Right. You know what the best thing to do? It's just ignore stuff the Associated Press says, because they lie. And it's really not helpful. Got some criticism on my Facebook page from a listener. That's okay. I can take it. I started to type a reply, but you know, I went, well, you know what? I'll just do it on the air. Why not? It's from Allison, who is a longtime top fan of mine. She's actually got the top fan designation on Facebook. She's probably listening right now. Hey, Allison, here's what she writes. So many times that you were correct, exclamation point, so many times that you were honest, but you will not be honest about Israel and Benjamin Netanyahu. Tara, you have an Overton window that you will not cross. I think she's mad at me because a lot of people view what we have done in Iran and what we still need to do. We've got still got a lot of people to kill and a lot of sites to take out. As I have documented exhaustively on my Battleground America podcast, we are still in mortal danger from this country. I do not view what we are doing there as for Israel. I'm thrilled that we have Israel to go in and drop the bombs for us. Gives us some cover. They're, of course, totally morally justified after the slaughter of 1,400 innocents. But no, I don't view it as bombing on behalf of Israel. In fact, I don't think we should attack any country on behalf of Israel. I'm not interested in doing that, and I would never support that. This is personal. This is about trying to kill Trump. This is about the four individuals we have in federal prison now awaiting trial for attempting to murder Trump. And I'm not going to play the audio again. I've played it many times of Donald Trump saying they tried to kill him, of Donald Trump being resentful of Kamala Harris and Joe Biden for not even so much as sanctioning them for trying to kill him. This is war. They started it. And you cannot let this country get nuclear fissile material. This is a country from whose military has leaked a plan to detonate a nuke when they get it as an EMP over our country and destroy parts, if not all, of our grid. That's an existential threat. It's one of the few threats we've ever seen. I mean, look, folks, you listen to me for years. I've played Tucker Carlson and Tulsi Gabbard. I don't want to hit Russia with another missile. I think it's insane to send more weaponry to Ukraine. We should hit them financially because we still have allowed Russia to fund its economy with mass oil sales to China. They ought to be hit with a 500% tariff, both of them. Then we tariff anybody doing business with them, especially if they're buying the Russian oil. It's not hard. We don't need to hit them with military equipment. We have been striking deep inside of Ukraine. And by we, I mean we hand the equipment over to the war room in Badenburg, Germany. We hand it to NATO, and they kill Russian civilians with it at a rate that is unprecedented, and that's why Putin's firing back like he is. We are pushing them to the brink of World War III. That's insane. So when we started, when we're the ones who are the aggressors, we have been in Ukraine and Russia, we are the problem. And that's not just me. That's Marco Rubio said that. He said, yeah, it's a proxy war. We started it. We did. It wasn't us. It was Barack Obama trying to get in a war with Russia, trying to start something nuclear. I don't know. These people are crazy. The Democrats, they're crazy. Who knows why they do what they do? But they did. And they had worked on that war for many years. I don't want to hit those people. I want peace with that. We should do it through economic strength. But when somebody is a true existential threat to the president of the United States of America, this country, I will bury them. And that is what is going on. It has nothing to do with Israel. Again, I'm glad that they're helping us, but we're not fighting on behalf of Israel. And if you think we are, you are delusional. Which brings me to this. I don't know why our side isn't talking about this more. Maybe because so much else is just going on right now. Do you know what the reward on Trump's head is right now from Iran? Or maybe you're just fine with it. $21 million. It's $21 million. They're not hiding it. I mean, they're right out there in public with it. So if you're good with that, you and Tucker Carlson can go hang out together. And Candace Owens and whatever other nuts out there. The THAAR.IR regime-linked website in Iran is now offering over $21 million to the person who assassinated Donald Trump. Keep in mind, there's two fatwas on him, one by the Ayatollah himself and one by the highest-ranking cleric. These are calls for his death, and it says it is a moral obligation of Muslims, Shia Muslims everywhere, to murder him. And by the way, if you can get away with it, here's $21 million. Now, what is the justification for this? I don't see Israel in here anywhere. Assassination of Qasem Soleimani. Why did Trump kill Soleimani? Anybody know? No, of course they don't. You wouldn't know. They keep you dumb. Soleimani had killed or maimed over 600 of our troops in Iraq with his IEDs. Under Joe Biden, over 135 catastrophic brain injuries from which our troops will not recover. That Iran has done that. Soleimani was planning another joint base hit. He was going to hit multiple bases at one time. And Trump said, enough. He's killed and hurt enough of us. I'm going to kill him. That is a proper, rational response. That is how we should protect our troops. And if we don't protect our troops, we don't deserve to have troops. That's why I got so disgusted at one point under Biden. I was saying, don't join the military. He will literally let Iran fly their drones in, give your child a catastrophic brain injury, your child who's serving overseas, fly out, and there won't be so much as a sanction. Trump has got to hit back hard because of what the Democrats did. So assassination of Qasem Soleimani, way overdue. Glad he did it. He doesn't deserve to die for that. They did it. They were the aggressor. And they should expect equal and opposite reaction. Let's see what else they say. Bombing of three Iranian nuclear sites. You didn't see that coming. Listen to this. Exiting the JCPOA. They want to kill him for exiting Barack Obama's nuclear deal? That's one of their reasons for killing him. $21 million bounty on his head. You okay with that? Because I'm not okay with that. I am not okay with that. You saw Tucker Carlson talking about the... Oh, wait, you didn't. Yeah, see, they don't have an answer for it. Think about this. That's how good Barack Obama and Joe Biden's nuclear deal was with Iran. Iran wants to kill Trump for leaving it. Why? Because it gave them permission in year five to buy the missile on which to deliver the nuke to our shores from China and Russia. That's why China felt comfortable enough doing the targeting of our naval ships for the Houthis as Iran supplied them with the missiles and the drones to hit us. Two Navy SEALs still at the bottom of the ocean, the Red Sea. You good with that? Because I'm not good with that. None of that has anything to do with Israel. So I'm not delusional about Israel. I understand Israel perfectly. I have a lot of reservations about giving them the bunker busters. I'm afraid they'll turn right around and sell them to China. They have a history of that. They've betrayed us that way. I don't like Netanyahu. Got reservations about Israel. But I'm also a realist. And we got to stop Iran now because you let them partner with the Democrats in one more administration. Oh my gosh, we'll have so many dead troops. Probably a toasted grid, people desperate for food, and maybe Republican presidents will what, have to campaign from bunkers as Iran tries to kill them on our own soil and the Democrats laugh? I don't live in that world. None of that has anything to do with Israel. So my son comes to me yesterday, says, Mom, Trump and Bondi made Alex Jones cry. And I went, what? No, that must be an old video. That can't be real. But of course, I had to see it, so he brings it in. Yep, it's real. Apparently, it has come to this. Trump, Pam Bondi, Bongino, the whole crew have made Alex Jones cry. You got to hear this. This is nuts. Okay, and unfortunately, I figures it's not firing. Okay, yeah. Okay, well, I'll play that audio on the other side. Here it is. Okay, wait, here's another. Okay, let me hit this version. Here you go. Alex Jones in tears over Epstein. Folks, actual tears. I enlarged the screen. They did roll down his cheeks.
So now by coming in and being part of the cover-up, the Trump administration has become part of it. I mean, it's just, you cannot see it any other way. So I just got to the office. I'm going to go throw up, actually. And this only happens every few years when something really, really bad happens or something. I mean, I'm physically going to puke probably right now. My mouth is watering right now. Because I have integrity. I just really need the Trump administration to succeed and to save this country. And they're doing so much good. And then for them to do something like this, tears my guts out.
Folks, I've never seen anything like this. Alex Jones, Eric Erickson, who's kind of a mushy-mush, moderate, Glenn Beck, Laura Loomer, Tom Fitton, all calling for the resignation of Pam Bondi. Here's Fitton of Judicial Watch.
I read the memo 3 or 4 times again this morning, and it's really, I don't think even the Biden administration would have written anything like this. I just don't think they could have thought they could get away with it. And I got to wonder what is going on at the leadership of the Justice Department and the FBI to allow them to think that.
Yeah. To bloodbath on X right now. All right. Coming up, folks, this one is worth waiting in the parking lot for. This is going to blow your mind. Wait till you find out. Folks, I've been arguing USAID has been at war with the American people, and particularly with our troops for a while. They've been helping our enemies kill our troops. We didn't know it, but they have been, even during the Trump administration. Oh, Katie, bar the door. Wait till you hear this. Coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation Trusted Dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.